With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Shooting in a Manhattan office building, leaving three people wounded, including a New York officer. And one report now says the shooter has been killed. That office building is home to several top financial firms and the National Football League. A gunman opening fire this morning at the Grand Sierra Resort Casino in Reno. Two people are dead. The gunman has been arrested. Senate Republicans say President Trump making it clear he does not want a government shutdown, and they're urging House GOP lawmakers to tone down their approach to the September 30th deadline.
House Republicans jammed Senate Democrats in March with a partisan funding bill, which Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reluctantly voted for to avoid a shutdown. But the political dynamics are different now. Schumer is under heavy pressure to fight harder against President Trump and his MAGA allies, heightening the chance of a shutdown if Speaker Mike Johnson tries to use the same playbook. A Republican senator who requested anonymity said, quote, "The fate of the appropriate bills to fund the government in fiscal year 2026 will be the focus of the GOP conference before it leaves for a four-week August recess." Bernie Bennett reporting.
An oil industry expert says that President Trump's new trade deal with the EU is also a big win for the U.S. and a setback for Russia.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power of the Future, says it's not just a better deal, but
just a complete 180 from the previous administration.
He says under President Biden, the U.S. wasn't selling much energy to the EU, leaving them to buy it from Russia and fueling Moscow's war machine.
Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to an immediate and unconditional ceasefire to resolve deadly border clashes. That fighting began 5 days ago. This is SRN News. Well, the pastor has lost his job simply because of pronouns.
Luke Ash leads the Stevensdale Baptist Church in Louisiana, but like a lot of clergymen, he has to have another job to make ends meet. He has been working as a computer technician at the East Baton Rouge Public Library, but when he refused to use a transgender co-worker's preferred pronouns, he was fired. The move has sparked outrage all across the state, with Republican Governor Jeff Landry decrying the library's actions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An AP poll finds America's stance on abortion mostly unchanged 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. About two-thirds of respondents want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. One-third does not. About half of adults say abortion should be available for any and all reasons. Vast majority of Americans say their state should allow abortion in cases of rape or incest. This is SRN News. During his meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, President Trump reflected on his upcoming, unprecedented second state visit with King Charles III.
I'm a big fan of King Charles. I've known him for quite a while. A great guy, great person. He looks really well to me. He looks great. So we look forward to coming over.
The president says he's excited about the September state visit.
King Charles is an environmentalist, I will tell you, and I say that in a positive way, not a negative way. And, every time I've met with him, he talked about the environment, how important it is, and I'm all for it. I think that's great.
Investigators believe a landslide brought on by very heavy rain likely caused a train to derail over the weekend in Germany. Three people were killed, more than 40 injured. More details at srnnews.com.